Welcome to the Precision Associate Podcast.
Hello everybody, James here. Thanks for downloading just this little note. Just wanted to take a few minutes to provide a little update on the Physician Associate Podcast. I can't quite believe I've been doing this for the best part of 2 years now. When I first had the idea to make a PA-based podcast, I sat down and sketched out a few ideas of topics for episodes, and I thought, well, maybe I'd get 25 episodes out of it. It's worth doing. But actually, in that first year, I managed to make 40 episodes, and again, this year, in 2022, another 40 episodes. It's just amazing to stop and think about how this wonderful PA profession, how vibrant and really how exciting it is to be a physician associate at the moment, and how PAs are getting involved in every branch of medicine. Hearing about that on making the podcast has just been phenomenal. A lot of the episodes this year that I've made have been interviewing PAs in different subspecialties to find out more about their day jobs. Everything from psychiatry in the episode entitled Your Future in Mind, to geriatrics, emergency medicine, breast surgery, really specialised jobs like interventional radiology, or larger specialties like acute medicine, dermatology, cardiology, gastroenterology, oncology. It's been so lovely to get the chance to hear all about the great work that PAs are doing to look after patients. As well as those topics, I've also released episodes about different things this year. We started off this second season with an episode about the Physician Associate Apprenticeship, where it's hoped that in the future, PA students will be able to earn a living as an apprentice whilst they learn to become a PA. Or an episode about how to pick up locum shifts as a qualified PA was a really interesting one to make this year. I've done an episode about the impact of COVID on physician associate education across the globe, and another about how PA students were utilised during COVID on the wards to help during the worst of the pandemic. It was great to do an episode about physician associates who are undertaking clinical research and building up that evidence basis about physician associates in the workforce. And clinical work and evidence and research being undertaken by physician associates is something that I hope to make more episodes of in the future. Made episodes about PAs in the Netherlands. There were episodes about how to get into PA school, how to survive your first year post-qualification as a physician associate was a great episode this year that I really enjoyed making. All of these episodes that I hope are really useful to people. We've done a few other episodes, one with the GMC about professional standards that will be expected for physician associates once regulation comes into effect, and an episode about whether PAs need extra indemnity cover, and last week's episode about equality, diversity and inclusion for physician associates, all really important topics that I hope will be useful in the future. One of the most surprising and enjoyable themes across a few episodes that have come out now has been that sort of entrepreneurial spirit that a lot of physician associates seem to have. It's been great to be able to make episodes about businesses that are led by physician associates or working for physician associates, such as Matrix Education, Plabable for physician associates, and the episode with Medicaid Academy. I loved making an episode this year with Geeky Medics and other topics in that area with physician associate education or technology in healthcare. The episode with Sardisms was lovely. It's that sort of business and technology stuff, if that interests you, definitely make sure you have a listen to the episode about the NHS Clinical Entrepreneur Programme as well. PAs are doing brilliant clinical work, amazing work in medical education, fantastic work in clinical research. And yeah, like I said, it's just with this brilliant, vibrant community that are making really great strides as a profession. It's just wonderful to be a part of hearing about that. The podcast itself is a bit of a labour of love. It's just a hobby, not something that I earn any money from doing, and trying to produce an episode every week on top of a full-time job can sometimes get quite busy, but I genuinely love doing it because every now and then I'll get a lovely message on social media from someone about an episode saying that they found it really useful and really helpful. And the show is growing too, and it's doing really well. This time last year, I remember being amazed it had reached almost 11,000 downloads. Well, now it's up to 32,000 downloads, which I think is just amazing. Of course, most of the downloads are from the UK, but it's actually really cool and it's been quite surprising to see that there are people in America and Ireland and New Zealand who are listening to episodes, and places like France, Germany, Malaysia, India, Brazil, Spain, even the odd listener or two from Egypt, Myanmar, Nigeria, Jordan, Iran, and Jamaica. The podcast has been downloaded in over 99 different countries, which is just phenomenal and mind-blowing. So If you find the show useful, I would love it. Please share it with your friends and family if you know somebody else who might be interested in an episode. It'd be so lovely to see the show become even more successful and be able to help more people. A cheeky request from me, but if you've got time to share it on your social media or leave a review in the podcast app, whichever one you use, if it's Apple or Spotify, whichever podcast app you use, a nice review would be really helpful to boost the show and just give me that little bit of motivation to carry on editing and making the show. I am going to take a little break from releasing any new episodes for now over Christmas, just so I can have a little bit of downtime to see my friends and family and not be stuck with my headphones and microphone. In the meantime, I'll be sharing some of my favourite episodes from the past 2 years on social media, and then aiming to come back in January with new episodes. I've got some lined up already, and some interesting topics already to share, but I'd love to hear from more people. If you've got any ideas of what would make an interesting episode, or if you're a physician associate out there working on something really cool and fancy being a guest on an episode, it'd be lovely to hear from you. Please get in touch and let me know, and we can spread the word together about what physician associates can do. I'm wishing everyone all the best for the festive season. I know it's feeling really tough in the NHS at the moment, whichever job, whichever specialty you're working in. So please just remember it's really important that we look after ourselves, take rest, and look out for each other so that we can all be there when our patients need us at our best. I hope you'll get some time to rest over the festive season, and yeah, I'm looking forward to making new episodes next year, which I hope you'll join me again for next time in the new year. Thanks for your support on the PA podcast. All the best, James.
Thanks for listening to the Physician Associate Podcast.